A new public health campaign to eliminate fetal alcohol syndrome is in the works. For nearly a year, a group made up of lawmakers, mental health advocates, and Native leaders have been working on a strategy to bring down the number of babies born with the disorder. The syndrome can cause birth defects, nervous system damage, and psychological problems. The public-private partnership is called Empowering Hope. And today, Senator Pete Kelly called on his fellow lawmakers to support the initiative.
As we've seen with seatbelts, smoking, drunk driving, so many things, that the hearts and minds of Americans and Alaskans can be changed if we focus and if we identify a problem and we agree as a people that, this problem needs to be dealt with.
One of the key ideas the group has for preventing the syndrome is identifying natural responders in the community who can assist pregnant women who might be likely to consume alcohol. The group also wants to help women identify their pregnancies as early as possible as a way to stop drinking early. About 2 out of every 100 children born in Alaska are believed to have fetal alcohol syndrome, according to the State Division of Public Health. Kelly says many of the state's social ills like suicide, domestic violence, and substance abuse are associated with that high rate of fetal alcohol syndrome. In his speech on the Senate floor, Kelly said each case of the syndrome costs the state millions of dollars in care and treatment. The Fairbanks Republican says the number is even higher when you factor incarceration costs for people with the syndrome who then go on to commit crimes.
If we took a woman who we knew was going to give birth to a fetal alcohol syndrome child and we flew them first class to Aruba and gave them a seaside five-star hotel, gave them 24-hour care and lavished them with, luxuries, then flew them back and gave them a car as a prize. If we did that, we would be so far ahead in this state financially.
At this point, Kelly filed 2 resolutions in support of the initiative, but has not asked for state funding for the project.